You want it?
You're asking for it?
You're dying for it? Guys, this is the final weigh-in of the year. Right, so to start off the conversation, girls, how are we feeling fitness-wise since the last weigh-in?
I thought I was that girl. I'm about to be that woman.
Yeah. Ooh! Wheel it up.
By the way, I'm talking about like cosmetic procedures, tweakments, as you know, I've seen people call them, because it's not quite. Yeah. So I say all that to say, I had a little tweakment, a little pinch, a little editing, if you will. So I tried Lemon Bottle for the first time. If you think that I've gone too far, or if you think it's starting to look a bit crazy,
yeah,
I will actually listen, because sometimes you can lose that.
Yeah,
it's so
it is hot,
but I'm so confused.
Fire, yeah, burn that rascal. Said absolutely not.
Our gym has been piping hot.
Piping hot.
Yeah. Like, and just walking on the treadmill will make you sweat.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Guys, please.
Guys, it's just unrehearsed. Usually you at least like prep the guests
what
weight are they carrying?
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, you've spoken for the last episodes. We know the weight.
Okay.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Weigh-In. Woo! Guys, this is the final weigh-in of the year.
Crazy. I feel like we just started.
Yeah. How have we done? This will be the fourth.
This is going to be the fourth. The fourth weigh-in.
Yeah, so this is the final one of the year, you know. Sorrow's prayers.
Oh, no.
You know, it's sad, but we've got some exciting things to talk about. And it just means you guys are going to see us next year. Like, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Which is just the final episode of the year. But just for some introductions, you guys know who I am. It's me, Run With Rose, your mental health specialist. You got my younger sister here.
Hey, I'm Grace. That's it. Yeah. Y'all saw me in episode 4.
Y'all know who I am.
Y'all know who I am.
You know who I am. And I'm Esna. You might not know who I am because I'm blonde today.
You know, someone's like, I wonder if they'll notice me.
I wonder if they'll realize.
But yes, guys. I've got Esna here, my good friend, and my little sister. Little sister sounds very
little.
New. Like, I you're 10.
About me, little.
I ain't nothing.
My younger sister. But
also, I don't really think good friend goes far enough.
See, my comments bring our relationship problems to the podcast.
Yeah, you guys actually are unstoppable.
No, it's too much. We talk too much.
We talk so much.
Like, just like,
and then we come here and do this. It's actually
okay.
Wild.
Let's say additional adopted sister.
Thank you.
That'd be better.
So much better.
Okay. You just want to be so bad. But no, we're back for another episode of the weigh-in. Like I said, the final episode of the weigh-in, and it's a nice. I kind of think it's a nice place to end it for this year anyways. And we are actually planning to talk about new beginnings, so that kind of covers lots of different things that we'll discuss, but I just feel like that's where we're currently at.
Yeah,
like individually, and it's kind of cute, like it's all like we're all there together.
Yeah,
and like, oh,
we've been in sync.
Yeah,
no, we've synced up.
Yeah. very cute. Right, so to start off the conversation, girls, how are we feeling fitness wise since the last weigh-in? Just to jog your memory, the last weigh-in, we'll talk about like community fitness that we've been like, you know, the hikes, and Grace, you've been talking about like running and how you feel it, But yeah, how are you guys doing now? Like since last month, basically, the last couple of months.
I feel like it's been really quick since then. I feel like it hasn't been a long time since then. So I feel like in terms of fitness, I think the things I said last time still stand today, where it's like outdoor things work best. I think since then, perhaps why it even feels quick is because so much has happened since the last weigh-in. So like, for example, we've been up and down different countries since then, like the last few weekends. I finished my disso the start of this month. So I finished my master's. Then after that, we went
master's student in the house, period.
Well, you're going to be a grad, what's it called? A graduate?
Postgrad,
that's it.
Yeah. Bride price, long to blood.
Long to blood clean.
If you're listening, you understand.
You know.
And I got to get a little check too. Don't forget about that.
So yeah, like that was actually the 4th of September. So the start of September. Then we went to Milan, and then we had the hen do. And then there's also recovery from the summer of doing a disso as well. And just the holidays and the drinking and whatnot. So this has been the first week, like I've told my friends, like from Monday this week, it was like, I've got back to like sitting at my desk, having a bit of a routine, applying for jobs, preparing for the job that I'm going to start, all of that good stuff. So I feel like it's been a lot. So fitness has still been there in terms of like walking and stuff like that. But gym, I haven't gone as hard as maybe I did before.
Yeah.
But there's still been like the odd, yeah, just going for walks, jogs. But there hasn't been anything too intense. But I do like that I have incorporated it still in my, what can I say, like a very weird, different month, I'll say.
Mm.
But yeah, I still stand by the fact that outdoor activity is more difficult, or let's say more challenging than indoor gym workouts, and more fun. We've also had a lot of rain this week.
Guys, we've had like torrential. Where we're from,
biblical.
It's been biblical.
It's giving
rain.
Noah.
Like, we've all messaged each other and been like, guys, what did we do?
We're rain watch on our WhatsApp.
Like, literally, like, God, what did we do? Like, what did this town do? And it's mad because when we drove into London,
It stopped.
There was no rain. And then we're coming back.
Yeah.
Thunder, lightning.
The town of Luton has done.
Hail.
Yeah.
It's vicious. Actually been mad.
No, it's like, I've actually, you know, you just stand there and you're like,
yeah, you literally just standing. You're like,
I haven't seen rain or like floods.
Yeah, floods.
Crazy.
I don't know what our town that we live in has done
to God. But we've done something.
It feels like atonement is needed. Yeah. It feels like
we need to come together.
Intercession.
Yeah, maybe we need to meet up at the square.
Yeah. Even in the rain.
In the rain.
And pray to God, because I don't even know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of impacted the whole outdoor thing. So it has meant that this week I've gone gym.
Yeah.
But even when I was in the gym.
So can I just ask, was it boiling hot when you were there this week? Oh, it was?
As in, on the second day, I had to wear shorts underneath my, because it was raining outside, so I had to wear tracksuit bottoms, but then I had to wear shorts in the gym because it is hot. But I was so confused.
Fire burned that rascal. I said absolutely not.
Our gym has been piping hot.
Piping hot.
Like, and just walking on the treadmill will make you sweat in this gym.
Yeah, something is happening in this town of ours.
Yeah. Because outside it's so cold and it's raining. So like when I was leaving the gym, I was so hot. So I didn't wear my jacket. But as soon as I opened the door, I was so cold.
It's given hellfire.
It's,
like,
it's been very confusing this week in terms of the weather, in terms of has done to our God, in terms of
bleep that out.
Yeah, to bleep that
right. In terms of what our town has done to our God. But yeah, it's just been
it's been a lot.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that, Grace. Miss S, how's your fitness journey been since we last caught up?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it's actually been going really well.
Yeah.
I've been able to lock in. I think because I've got the goal of my birthday in sight. Yeah. It's just a lot easier to like,
how would you turn in?
I am turning 30.
30.
Guys, I'm gagging.
Dying. 30.
I'm dying for it. Honestly.
You want
I'm so excited.
You want it?
You're dying for it. Yeah, all of that, because, oh my gosh. It's just been a time. This year of being 29 has been amazing.
Yeah.
And I just think it's leading into something that's going to be amazing. Yeah. Prayerfully, hopefully, all the faith. But I think with that, it's just been a lot easier to kind of like lock in and have a focus.
So
I was doing like, I was going to do like 28 days, no days off. And then I basically ended up extending it to like 30 days or 31 days or something.
Yeah.
So I'm still in the midst of that. I think in all of that, I've maybe missed like 3 days. But even in those 3 days, there's been like valid, like I've genuinely not been able to work out for whatever reason. So yeah, I found it good. I'm seeing the difference in my body, like for sure.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the oh, guys, you know, remember I used to say about my telling jeans?
Yeah.
And then they ripped at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Split in the middle. Yeah. Like it was crazy. At work, no less, by the way.
Gosh,
this happened.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. Actually mad.
That was crazy.
So now I've, you know, restocked my jeans, done all of that stuff, bought them at the beginning of summer, like all of my jeans. Tell me now why. All now, the jeans don't fit.
Oh.
The jeans are loose in the waist.
It's pretty goosey.
The jeans are loose in the waist. The jeans are loose. This is cute.
Yeah.
This is nice.
But
did I not pay? I'm like 90, 100, 120 pounds deep in the hole in jeans.
So yeah.
It's like, now do I need to have like my summer jeans and my winter jeans for when I'm a little thicker? Want them a little more cushy?
But I think just getting them tailored. Yeah, I was about to get them tailored.
No, because guys, then what happens in winter when I need to wear jeans?
You'll still be good. They'll still fit.
I don't know.
No, there's a difference in... Chris is like, yeah, you'll be all right. Rose is like, oh, But yeah, no, the journey's going well. I'm enjoying. Yeah. There's some stuff we'll get into, I'm sure, later on in the chat.
Yeah. Not why are you winking at me? No, lovely to hear that. I think for me, I definitely agree, like both of you. I feel like the fitness journey just is just like part of my day now. Like I just know at some point in the day, a run or like a workout is going to happen. However, I think the only thing that's made a difference recently post like all these holidays we've been on is the weather. Because normally for me, it's like, I might not be going on a walk for fitness purposes, but it's just nice to go for a walk. Do you know what I mean? And it just breaks up my day. But now it's like, it's so cold and like, I haven't changed my mindset yet to be like, okay, Rose, it's cold. You just got to like firm it.
Yeah,
I think I'm still in a state of shock.
Yeah.
It's like I open the door and I'm like, no.
Takes your breath.
But I know, like, for example, in the winters, I do work out. I do go for runs outside in the cold. But I think I just haven't had that switch yet. Mm. And I think it's also because this weather has come very prematurely.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ready for like this weather change, if that makes sense. So I think once I make that switch, and I know it'll probably happen over the next like couple of days, I think I'll be able to get back into like, actually outdoor activities. But I'd say for the last like 2 weeks, I've been in the gym. But it's been okay. I also feel like I'm happy for how my body's looking. So obviously my best friend's getting married soon. Shout out Marugi, cannot wait. Yeah. And you know, I'm a maid of honor, whatever, you know. Just crazy. Ain't nothing crazy. But when the dresses came for us to try on, I was really like, I like this. I look good. Yeah, and it was just really nice. Like the only thing I would say, when I give the measurements, I was really hoping it'll be loose. But it fit quite well, but then I would say it was just a little bit at the back, like there was a bit of space. But I was like, that's okay.
That's lovely.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say fitness-wise, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling happy. I feel fulfilled.
You know your gym, like at the moment, you're saying you're going to the gym, both of you. What are you doing in the gym? I know you're doing mostly running and stuff in the gym.
Yeah.
For me, it's been HIIT. Stairmasters and treadmill workouts as well. Yeah, mostly lots in the studio. Mostly in the studio, to be honest, doing HIIT workouts.
Nice. Yeah.
That's
mine is. So mine is currently, I've actually literally have a whole schedule. So like Mondays legs, Tuesdays upper body, Wednesday I swim.
Yeah.
Thursdays upper body, Fridays legs. I'm gonna say that right. Yeah.
That's a good split.
Yeah, that's just my routine. And then Saturday I'll go for like a run in the morning. Like that's usually how I do it. But one thing I'm starting to have a bit of an interest in is what do they call it? What's it called? Hybrid at training.
Oh, okay.
So like, what I've seen on social, please guys, that's what I've seen. But I've been seeing like people like do like, let's say the running, but it's mixed with like, you might go run for like 1K and then do some HIIT workouts.
Oh, HYROX.
Is it what it's called?
HYROX.
And I'm like, oh, I quite like that. Yeah. I do love HIIT. So even if the split I just said, guys, even though it'll be like weight training, I'll probably do like 20 minutes of weight and then do the rest as a HIIT workout. Mm-hmm. So incorporate weights in my HIIT.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I feel the burn, I sweat. Like I just find it quite fun.
Do you know what? Now you say, I think you'd be really good at HYROX. Only because I've been talking, like it's come up in so many conversations lately for me. There's a girl at my work that does it. And because, literally you like, again, don't shoot me if I'm wrong, but you run a kilometer, you do like an exercise at a station, then you run a kilometer, you then you again, do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'd actually be...
I like it.
In between exercise, it's like
a set. So I remember when I first ever started running and I started running outside, like in the field, I would literally like run a lap and then do like, I don't know, sit-ups or something. Then I'd run another lap. Mm-hmm. And I used to really... And mentally, it goes quicker for me, if that makes sense. So I've seen and I've been like, oh, I might want to try that. But I do feel like I'm at a point now where gym, like, I'm a fan of it. We spoke about outdoor workouts, but where it's now getting cold, it's like, I know I need to like zhuzh it up. Otherwise, gym was going to start to feel really difficult to go to because of like the weather, the darkness, all that stuff. So,
I think for me, it's more the rain.
Yeah,
I'm like, if it's cold, I know I can put on a coat, I can put on a jumper, and I can get warm whilst walking or running. But for me, it's the rain, because if it's raining, it's too difficult to run, it's too difficult to walk, it's difficult to just be outside.
Yeah,
but yeah, I hope the rain. I hope God just forgives us.
Whatever our town has done,
and because I can deal with cold.
But the rain,
but I can't business with rain. Literally,
you just wanted to sing,
of course.
Okay, guys, so we said we're going to talk about new beginnings. So I want to do this in a particular way. So on the count of three, I want everybody to just say what their new beginning is and then we'll go into it. So,
like, oh my God, in one word?
Like a sentence, if you want it.
Okay, fine. I was going to say it. Like, what the heck?
So like, for example, if my new beginning was I just bought a house.
Okay.
I'd be like, just bought a house.
Got it.
Would be okay. Like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Are we saying it all at the same time?
No, because I'm like, going to hear.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
This is confusing.
All right, so are we ready?
Okay.
All right.
So are you going to say who's going first?
Yeah, this just about to say that.
Oh, okay.
I need direction. Grace is now in education mode. She's like, what's the instruction?
Yes.
So it'll be S. After she speaks, you speak, then I speak.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, okay.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Guys, please.
Usually you at least like prep the guests to say what weight are they carrying? Yeah. Like,
you've spoken for the last episodes. We know the weight.
Okay, in one phrase, I guess my new beginning is...
Oh, God.
This is tough.
All right, Grace, do you want to go?
Yeah, can we come back to
finish the masters. Woo!
Okay. Okay, my new beginning, starting a business.
Woo! Love that. I feel like my new beginning, this is weird to say it like this, is that I've ended a chapter.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to phrase it, but like my new, it kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's common sense.
Yeah. But I did just say what the new beginning is.
But then I don't know. I just know I've ended a chapter.
Mm. Just finished. Like, because mine is the end of a chapter as well. Just
yeah, so I've course. Just, I've left my job.
Yeah, there we are. And that's what I was trying to
get. Yeah. Oh, you were trying to prep.
Draw it out.
I don't know, I might delete this part.
Leave it in.
But yeah, I've just left my job, and not necessarily because I've got a new job, but just because I'm just trusting God and just trusting God with the next steps. I don't know what the new beginning is, but it's a new beginning because I'm just doing something new that I don't know what it is yet, basically.
Yeah.
So
wish you like me.
May I amend mine?
Okay. Yes, you may.
I was just gonna say new pastures. That's my new beginning.
That's what I thought mine is, though.
Yeah.
That's what all.
Because it's I think it's just it's very open ended.
This activity didn't work.
Clearly. Yeah, because I think because everything that we're going into is very open ended.
Yeah.
It's very hard to like boil down to a word. Hence me freezing.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. There's so much going on.
So do you want to talk about your new pastures?
Yeah, I'll talk about the ones that actually. Should I talk about? I'm looking at Rose because one of the pastures is
it's premature.
Yeah, okay.
It's still embryo.
It is quite embryonic.
In the new year though.
Yeah, in the new year we will.
We'll get back to
all of this mystery is giving Molly May.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shout out Molly.
Yeah.
So I would say that I've been contracting for the last, it's been 4 months now, actually. Crazy.
It's gone so fast.
And it's a 6-month contract. Whispers on the grapevine is that they want to keep me.
Of course they do. Not surprised.
But I have a plan. Well, I have somewhat of an ended plan. So basically, I've got travel plans coming up.
Love that.
And as part of that, I intend to stay a bit longer. So I'll be traveling into the southern region of Africa. So I'm going to be in... Why are you laughing? I'm going to be in Zim, which is Zambia, and South Africa. And I plan to spend a bit of time, like a good amount of time in each of them this time. And yeah, when I come back, my intent is to not go back into any kind of like full-time employment. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really like, I've had the vision in my mind for a couple of things that I want to do. A couple of them are coming to fruition and I can feel like, it's time. Like, this is my moment.
Oh my gosh, again.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm in like full jukebox mode today.
No, like literally.
Sorry. That will be the last one. I'm spent now.
It won't.
But yeah, it does really feel like this is the moment. This is the day God has made. Like, and that's what like my 2025 really feels like.
Love that.
So I'm really going with that.
Yeah.
I'm really trusting in what has been shown to me.
Yeah.
It's not even trusting in like what I want. It's like I'm trusting the vision.
Yeah.
I'm praying that it all really comes to fruition.
It will.
Yeah.
We'll circle back to this moment
of mystery that we've now shrouded ourselves in. But it all makes sense.
Yeah.
very, very excited. I just feel very, very, oh, like I'm just ready. I'm ready.
You're geared.
30 just feels, I'm geared.
So good.
Yeah.
30 just feels like, oh. Yeah. I thought I was that girl. I'm about to be that woman.
That, ooh!
Wheel it up. Da-da-da-da.
So yeah, that's me, really. That's my past year's new anyway.
Okay. Love that.
Do we go into some of the things that we have done that are taking us into past year's new, or do you want to come back to that?
Go on.
Oh no, get so basically mic, I've got the mic. I'll be done in a sec, don't worry. But as part of, I think, like my healthy glow up, you know, I thought I'd try a couple of things, you know, getting a bit older. You try a couple of things here, a couple of things there. And you know what? Listen, look.
I'm sad. She said, listen, look.
Look, I'm the kind of person, I've always been in support of, like, I think do the things that make you happy, but really just have eyes to see.
Yeah.
I think my whole thing is always like, you know, once you start, oh, by the way, I'm talking about like cosmetic procedures, tweakments, as you know, I've seen people call them, because mm-hmm. it's not quite, you're not going under the knife, you're not doing anything, I guess, drastic.
Yeah.
But it's a little needle here,
a little pinch there.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little edit.
I don't, thank you. A little edit. I don't mind a little edit.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like the difference between editing on, let's say, your photos and editing on Facetune.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
let's
yeah,
not
yeah.
go crazy.
Yeah.
And let's continue to have eyes to see. So that's always my thing.
Yeah.
Didn't go on Photoshop.
Right. I always say to my friend, like, one thing I'm very keen on is, like, please do feel the need. Like, if you think that I've gone too far, or if you think it's starting to look a bit crazy,
yeah,
I will actually listen, because sometimes you can lose that.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say, I had a little tweakment, a little editing. Pinch, a little editing, if you will. So I tried Lemon Bottle for the first time. If you don't know what Lemon Bottle is, again, first of all, before I even go any further, this is not me telling anybody to do anything. I am not a health practitioner. I'm not a health advisor. Do your own research. Don't take this podcast as your research, because it's
guys,
really
don't,
not.
Don't put that on my head.
Don't put that on any of our heads, please, ever. But yeah, I did Lemon Bottle, which is like a fat dissolving treatment. I quite liked it because it uses natural ingredients in terms of like what it is. So it uses like concentrated acids and stuff mm-hmm. that, you know, looks yellow, which is why it's called Lemon Bottle. And I've mm-hmm. done two rounds of that. And I will say it, guys. Yeah, I've done two rounds. So and I really feel like I can see the difference in my face shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is all I wanted to do, because I think that in order for me to be able to achieve, like, you know, a bit more of like a structured jawline, or like get rid of like my double chin that I really felt like was really singing at the beginning of summer, like I would have to drop a drastic amount of weight. Yeah. And I don't want to do that. I like how my body looks.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just.
But you know, it's so funny because even like the double chin, remember you were telling me that? I was like, what double
you didn't
chin?
See it.
And you're like, but obviously I can see the difference, but I can't say when I saw you, I didn't think, oh, that's my friend with a double chin.
Like, do you know, I would hope not.
No, but like, do you know what I mean? Do you? Yeah. You're like such a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't see it, but I could definitely see your face is more snatched. But it's just, woo. I just find it so interesting how like, when you have something, to you, it's this like
it's big a thing.
Thing,
yeah.
But no one can see it,
right? And that's the thing, you hyperfixate, which is what I don't want to do. So now I've done it, I could very easily be like, oh, round three.
Yeah.
No. Because
how does it work?
You just get injected across like in the area. So I got injected under here, and then the second time I did like my jawline, and that I can definitely see the difference in. And do you know what it is? It's in video form. You can see it. So there was one video that you took of me when we did the hike. I said, yo. Oh my gosh, like I could really see like the pronunciation of like what I felt was quite a prominent double chin.
Okay.
And I said, oh no.
Yeah.
And now like my cousin took a video of me on the weekend. She had just done like my makeup, and I was like, nah, my face is snatched.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. So yeah, that's my new beginning, taking me into my new beginnings. She's got a jawline now.
She's got a new jawline.
I got a house. I bought my house.
She bought a house.
I got a jawline.
I'm actually, you know, I always say this about how I'm going to insert a picture and I always forget. Ooh. I'm actually going to insert a picture so you guys can read like the little testimony.
See the difference.
No, from the buying a house.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
because buying a house, that's not small. Work. I think everyone needs to be celebrated when they do.
Thank you.
Like that.
So I'm done. I'll finish. That's my yapping done. Who's next?
I love that. Great. So talk about your new beginnings. And I guess what does like 2025 look like for you? Cause
oh gosh, that that's such a question.
You need some time to think about that?
Yeah.
All right. I can
it's go. Like a floor.
So I would say, so me leaving my job, I just feel like, I think I am somebody who can be quite risky in things that I do. Mm. However, I don't really play around with money and like career like that. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm more likely to take different types of risks. But I think it was something that had been brewing. Like a lot of my friends know I'd been saying I need a new job. And it was like, do you know when it gets to the point where I don't think I can even keep waiting for a job to come to me? And then I think in this season of like looking for something new, I think I just started to really tap into like who I actually am and the skills and abilities that I have.
Yeah.
And I think it was like, you know, sometimes as well, I saw a post about this, like sometimes when you don't know what you're actually good at, listen to the praise that you get from those around you and that will highlight where your strengths are, because sometimes you can't see it.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? You can't see yourself. So I think some of the things, like even just having like a podcast like this, putting out content to talk about these kind of matters, even like with mental health, when you're in that field, you just feel like that field only exists in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, but if I was to come out of that, I still know what I know and I still do what I do. So I think I'm now in a position where it's like, you know what? I've just done it. And what I cannot explain is the level of peace I have. And it's like, even today I was like saying to my friend on the way here, I was on the phone to her and I was like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like I've done something that, like, people are asking me today at work, oh, so what's it you've got next? And I'm literally like, just working for myself and trusting Jesus.
Mm.
Like, do you know, like, people are looking at you like, all right. Yeah.
They're like, you work in mental health. Yeah. It's giving mental health.
Giving me to section the base. Yeah. And it's like, I get it. I genuinely get, because I would think the same. But I think it was like, I've got nothing else to give this place anymore. I don't hate the place, but I definitely can tell that it's time to move somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know what that something else is, but I also feel like, I can't keep saying I trust God. It's like, I need to know what the next place is to move. Like, right. I still trust God regardless. So I just know, like, in terms of, like, resources, provision, all that stuff, God's got me.
Mm.
But I think it's so, I'm still really, like, in a space of, like, gratitude where I'm really grateful to be in this position to take that risk as well.
Mm.
Where it's not, I'm not experiencing anxiety because I'm in a good home, I'm in a loving home, I'm got friends that support me. I've actually got something that I'm currently building. I don't know where this podcast is going to take me. I don't know where the business is going to take me. I don't know where all this stuff is going to take me, but I think I'm in a position where, like, I'm just trusting it's going to take me somewhere.
Amen.
And that will lead me to something else and all that stuff. So I would say, like, that's what the end of that chapter looks like, because I've been in healthcare literally all of my 20s.
Mm.
And the fact that I'm leaving my job literally 2 months to turning 30 just feels like, no, it's a new chapter for real. So I think in terms of like 2025, I feel like my fitness, like you heard me say earlier on, I'm trying to do more of that, maybe that high rocks thing. Like, I want to just try different levels of fitness. Just experiment.
Yeah.
Is that rain?
That's what I was just thinking.
Is that rain?
Wow.
Are we the problem?
Guys, are we clearly the issue?
Is the rain following us?
I heard it. I thought it sounds like rain, but
that's insane.
Maybe it's us. We kept saying the town. Maybe it's us.
Yeah, because when we got here, it was fine. Oh my god!
But so I would say like 2025. It just looks like trusting God, because at this, guys, literally, by the time we do the next weigh-in,
yeah,
I'll have something new. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But even if I don't, I'm still going to be here talking.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's all about. So I think, fitness wise, I'm looking forward to challenging myself.
Mm.
I was thinking about joining the wave of doing a half marathon and stuff like that. But
please don't.
But the only reason why I stopped, because I was thinking, Rose, you're just following fashion. Like, do it because you want to do it.
You're doing it trendy.
Yeah. Might as well. But it's like, really? Might as well?
I think I was actually thinking to do that. What I actually want to do is the Tough Mudder challenge.
Yeah, Tough Mudder. That's
you want to do Tough Mudder?
Yeah, I was going to do it the year of the pandemic, but the pandemic came.
September.
Yeah, I actually want to do that. That looks a bit like...
Have you actually seen?
Yeah, they're in the mud, swimming like pigs. Yeah, I've seen all that.
So tough.
That's a bit...
Guys, I listened to another podcast and she was saying that she did it with her and her man did it. She said there was a part at the end where you get electrocuted.
Wait a minute.
She was like, there was electrocution, like jellyfish tentacles hanging down at the end of the course.
Which one is this now?
No, this was, she did it in Bristol, I think she said.
To be fair, there are different ones.
There's different ones, like,
extreme, really, really extreme ones, and there's less extreme ones.
I don't think it was even an extreme one. She said the course was hard, but she said the end of the course, literally everybody has to run through this, but you get stung.
But the thing about Tough Mudder is that, what I like, is that you don't have to do everything. Like, if you can...
Do you know what?
No, you don't. Oh. You there's can just levels. Finish and be like, I'm done with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I might just swim through the mud and then.
Yeah, help. I might find.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, there's nothing like. You know, you might get like a little.
I'm doing the baby package personally.
Yeah, I'm doing the baby package. I'm doing it just for just to challenge myself. And if I find that there's an electrocution part, then I'm not going to do the electrocution.
Yeah, whatever is the cheapest package, the less invasive. That's where I want to start, please. I'm not starting my vet if that heavy. Like,
yeah, no.
But yeah, just to wrap up. So yeah, I am also 10 and 30, 2 months after Esna. She's my senior.
Adam,
2 months.
So I just really love shaming my friends. It's
that's
funny.
Insane.
But anyway, I'm turning 30. I'm going to be, you know, getting rid of my friends and stuff like that. And I just think this is all like a nice way to end this chapter. Yeah. By the way, I know I did say it as a joke earlier on. I really did download Hinge and that was a really weird experience.
Yeah, talk about that as a new beginning. And
yeah, that was a new beginning, a very sharp ending. but just for context, can I just say... I think the issue of Hinge for me, I think it's a good app. It made sense for
you
what
think it's a good app for whom?
No, but not for me. Like, I think I have very like vain tendencies and I can be quite shallow in the way I like filter men. Mm. I mean, the issue of the app is it just brought that out. So yeah. Like,
that's really transparent of you.
Yeah, no, because I feel like on a day to day, like if I think about like the last person I spoke to, they don't look like my usual spec. But because it was face to face, I was able to be like, okay, yeah, let me try something different. Mm-hmm. But on an app, guys, you know, this is why they should ban people like me from them apps. You know what I was doing? The person's face will come up, their name. I wouldn't even scroll down to see what else they've got. I'm just sliding to this. Is it 6'3"
but
or
I mean,
not?
That's the nature of the app.
But then I also feel like in order to date the way the app wants you to date, you have to be open.
Yeah, and you have to actually fill in
so
what
like,
is there to
exactly,
fill in.
There's up, there's prompts. Someone might make a funny joke. I don't even care to hear it. Are you 6'3" and above? And that's what I'm saying. I was becoming extra critical.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? You know, because I'm like, no, this isn't designed for me.
No,
need to be a bit more open-minded. Because like the guys weren't bad looking per se, but it was like, I might think, oh, he's like decent. Nope.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like, you know, do you know Hinge even came up with a notification? Like, help us.
Help us help you.
Like, and I said, no. And just seeing people that I know, it was intense. And
oh
also,
gosh,
I saw people I know. Yeah. And it was very, quite the experience seeing people I know. And also, I think, it's not for me, like, even from a pride point of view, I know you shouldn't have pride, guys. Don't have pride. Speak to Jesus. Don't have pride.
Yeah.
But from a pride point of view, it was almost like, there was part of me that was like, rah, Rose, has it got to this? Like, this is really where we're at. And it's not a nice way to think, but I think it was like, so I think when I went on it, I was on it for like, what, 48 hours?
48 hours. Yeah. I even said, just go, like, do you, baby boo.
It was curiosity, but then, and then, like, some guys who were, like, one guy that was talking to me, nice.
Can you please tell the story
about the cocktail? Okay, so the first, one of the guys was really nice, but then it got too intense. It was like, oh, so tell me, how do you spend your day? Oh, like, just, it's too much.
Sorry, for any suitors that are thinking,
No, I think that I think it's organic enough. That
it's not.
I don't think if you were in front of me, you'd be like, oh, so. I think you would just talk. Like, I don't know. Anyways, there was one particular guy who we matched. He was a bit of me. His pictures were a bit of me. High, you know, 6'5", allegedly, because this is also another thing. Yeah. You don't even know. Anyways, so we're talking, and then I think on the drinks thing, I think I either put that I don't drink or sometimes, one of the options, and then he asked me if I was Muslim. So I was like, no, I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian. What about you? And he was like, oh yeah, because of like what you put for the alcohol bit. And I was like, oh no, I'm Christian, I'm just not currently drinking at the moment. And then I want a babe that I can drink alcohol with on the beach. So you get what, and he literally put, you get what I mean, we're like, YGM. And I was like, even when I saw the YGM, I was like, how old is this man? He was like 33 or something.
Yeah.
When he was like, oh yeah, I want a babes, I can drink cocktails on the beach. And I just laughed. And I was like, oh, well, you know, go and find a babes you could drink cocktails on the beach with then. And he was just like, yeah, see ya. I was like, bye.
That was that.
And like,
and you just had to think that just surely that would happen in real life.
Right. So for me,
that
it was like,
his make
of break. Any, like, you didn't know if I was a practicing witch. That didn't throw you off. It was the fact that
you can't have cocktails on the beach.
Drinking cocktails on the beach. And it's not, I said, I didn't say I would never do that. I just said, I'm not, right now, I'm not drinking.
Oh, gosh, that sounds
like, and I said, oh, this is the standard. Like, I'm a bit too safe for him, maybe.
Maybe a little too safe.
But I said to say, I'm not against the dating apps, guys. Go for it. You know,
Don't bother yourself.
But some people find love there. I literally have one of my close friends, literally like the love of her life from one of those.
When was that?
She got it for him. January last year, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So recently.
Yeah, like post-pandemic. Oh,
I haven't heard of any like real successes since like...
Yeah, I think it does work for certain people. But for me, come and move to me properly. Mm-hmm. Like, but it was fun to try. But I'm not... Anyways, like I said, that was a new beginning that ended very quickly. Very quickly. But anyways, I still believe I'm going to meet my man in Tesco's when I'm reaching for the oranges. He's reaching for oranges and it's like, hey.
You like oranges?
That's what I think is going to happen. And I'm going to come back to this, circle back, yep, and stitch this with my engagement ring.
Amen.
You need to go to Tesco more then and buy oranges.
I've been to Tesco's. I don't always buy oranges.
To be buying oranges.
No, I don't always be buying oranges. But yeah, Grace, do you want to wrap us up by letting us know what's your new beginning and like what's your fitness goal for 2025?
Yeah, sure. I think I'm excited. Now that like when you guys were talking, I was just thinking about like what I'm going to do next. Mm. And that's been like a big topic of conversation for myself, internal dialogue, since Monday, since I've gotten back to like just being, you know, just into just, yeah, routine basically. And I think I'm just really excited about the wealth of options that I have, like the different things that I can do, even like just did it from a career perspective, like my experience and like my degrees and everything. That I'm just works. Really excited about the different things that I can do. So I've been looking at different roles, things that have been a bit of me, doing research, seeing that I can do this, I can apply my skills there, I would be wanted here, I could benefit that organization and this industry. So I think it's basically that for now. It's like looking at different industries, seeing what I can offer, seeing what they can benefit from having me there as well. And yeah, I think that's where I am. Today is Thursday, so I'm not saying the date, I'm just saying that today is Thursday of the week. So it's the fourth day of the week and it's the fourth day of me like sitting down and seeing all the different things I can do. So I'm not going to say I'm at a point where I can say specifically I'm going for this, but I have seen things that I want to apply myself to. So yeah, that's exciting. And then in terms of fitness for next year, I want to diversify. I'm saying I want to diversify my like the different things that I do. So like I know I wanted to do boxing at one point, I wanted to do all these different things, but I feel like I just need to start it now, because why not just start it earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can just have like a better head start if I start now. So yeah, I think I want to sit down.
Are you going to try and find a new boxing club? Because you've already slandered the one from before.
Yeah, I will never go back to that place.
Okay.
I saw the you know the guy that used to train us? I bumped into him the other day in the shops. I was quite shy.
Oh.
Yeah. Cause
which one, shy. The nicer one or the...
No.
Or the mean one?
Yeah, so I was a bit shy.
Okay. Can never show your faces there again. Just want to say that.
But yeah, so I want to start looking at that. But it's a bit difficult for me to talk on this because I feel like it's really just day... 3.5 of me just sorting out, thinking about my life.
Yeah.
So I'm not in a position where I can say, I'm going to do this and I want to do that. It's more like I'm just figuring things out.
But sometimes that's where God wants you to be, you know?
Yeah. I'm happy to be here, but I'm just saying it's a bit more difficult to say what I'm going to do next year and what I'm going to do in the next 3 months because I'm still...
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes God wants you to be in that position because then he can move for you.
Yeah, like, no, but I mean? I'm saying, like, I'm happy to be in this place, but I'm saying it's hard to then articulate... Like ask the question, the question of what are you gonna like do in the next month, or because I'm still in a very good place where I'm talking to God, I'm you know just thinking about different things. But so yeah, that's where I guess I am.
Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, enjoying, thinking, speaking to God. So I don't have like a definitive answer.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Yeah,
I love that. It sounds we're all kind of wrapping up the weigh-in in a very like positive light. Like it's new beginnings, and it's kind of nice that we don't all have like concrete what this new beginning looks like.
It's not
like the way that is. What I'm trying to say is like what you were saying, where like colleagues are asking you, and "What are you doing next?" It's like I don't know, but you're not unhappy.
Yeah, I'm not
unhappy. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
But it's like I can't give you a direct answer, the same way you can't give your colleagues like a direct answer.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that like we're all in that space, and it's so nice because like I guess when we do our first weigh-in.
Back
in 2025, we'll be like, okay, so let's actually speak about what happened with that gap.
Oh my God. So, because it will be, end of January. So we will be kind of settled into
whatever
the new year.
The new thing.
Or even if we're not settled into anything, we're at least like maybe more knowledgeable.
More clarity.
You never know what that will bring us. So I'm really excited for that. And I also just want to say, as we are wrapping up because of time, thank you guys for joining me on the way in. Like, just for context, guys, I really did have to, I didn't have to do much to ask them. They were really just like, yeah, sure, I'm down.
And let's go.
It's been a really nice segment. I think it's the only segment, I think, in my podcast where I can just talk freely. I'm not really interviewing as such.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun having you guys here. And I've got to say all the best of your future.
All your future endeavors.
I'm
gonna be there every legitimate guys. But before I even go to bed tonight, I'm gonna have heard from Rose again. So you know.
Yeah, but no, I think it's nice to do. Yeah, it's just always. I think across everything in life, I always love the fact I'm doing life with my friends.
Yeah,
and I think like even all my friends that have like supported the podcast, come on the podcast, whatever. It's just nice to be like everyone's all doing this together. Do you know what I mean? Because all in
it. Again. Oh, so Grace is allowed to sing.
Yellow. Okay, guys, let's wrap it up. We just had to
we had to go back to our room.
Y'all that been here since the first way, and y'all know what we do. So, shout out to us.
May I just say something before we go? As the last weigh-in of the year. To echo your sentiment, I have had the best time doing this. Guys, I will never forget that first weigh-in. I was chaotic. On my knees. It was chaotic. I had no voice. I was...
It was like 2 hours long.
Depressed. It was 2 hours long. There was so much going on. Do you remember? It was so long.
There was Mr. Kiwi.
There was Mr. Kiwi. There was so much going on. There was Miguel
Man same way.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, guys.
My memeable moment.
Yeah.
I might do a clip of that.
A little compilation.
Yeah.
Sure. But I've had the best time filming with you guys. It's been so fun.
It has.
I'm actually already like sad that we're going to have to wait until the new year.
Yeah.
Till we do another one. But also very excited. Like I can like taste the excitement for all of us. This is going to be like the best time.
So much to come back and talk about.
So much.
And I feel like we should put a before and after where, especially like, we've been saying, well, I think me and you especially, where we're not really sure what is next.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like a fast forward. Yeah. And like, this is what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And it all made sense. And
yeah.
So yeah.
No.
But yeah, I had a good time. And shout out to Haven Talks as well. Been shout very out. Amazing. Yeah.
Shout out Chloe.
And a lovely place. Shout out Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been fun. A lot of unexpected memeable moments from myself in particular.
She said shout out to me.
Shout out to me.
I want to thank me.
And yeah, it's been nice to talk with my biological sister and my adopted.
Why did you have to differentiate?
Yeah, like it's very you couldn't just say
my sisters. Okay, fine. Oh my god, they don't want me to be that was in.
Such a dramatic way to, but also just for the listeners and the viewers, I hope that even like just where we're at also maybe inspires you, or if you are in the same field as us, because it is quite common. I'm hearing a lot from people like, you just want to just the next step or whatever. Just like, no, you're not alone. And we're here happily not knowing what the next step is. So,
but that's also Jesus.
Have the conditions apply.
So, guys, my t-shirt literally says, it's never luck, it's always God.
Yeah. So I definitely think the peace that a lot of us are experiencing here about the next new beginning is because of the peace from our Savior. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So,
and what we've seen him do time and time again.
Yeah.
When we've been in these.
Yeah, just a little reminder, just in case you're thinking, oh, it's just always like peace. No. It's because of Jesus, literally.
To God be the glory.
You're about to sing. You're about to break.
But thank you guys for rocking with us for this year's weigh-in episode. It's the last one. Yeah. We will be back in 2025. Woo! You will see the lovely SNR again and the beautiful Grace and myself run with Rose. And yeah. Bye, guys.
See you when we see ya.
Bye.